You are listening to the Lifelong Golfer Podcast, where we help you hit more bombs and play this great game of golf forever. I'm your host, Dr. J.P. Guidry, Doctor of Physical Therapy and Titleist Performance Institute Certified Golf Fitness and Performance Professional. Head over to barbellsandbirdies.com and take a look at our line of hats and tees that kind of represent my belief that golfers are athletes and should train like athletes. Also, if you enjoy the show, please head over to iTunes and give us a five-star review and share with your family and friends. You know, this is a passion project for me, and the more people I can get out to and hopefully help, the better. Enjoy the show. Hey there, lifelong golfers. It's your host, Dr. J.P. Guidry here, hopping on for another solo episode. It's been a little while. Took a little hiatus through the holidays and trying to hop back on to get back on the episodes, dropping one every 2 weeks. So today I want to talk a little bit more about in-season versus off-season training. And I want to focus more so on in-season training today. Because I see a lot of golfers out there, you know, they get real hyped up, they jump in and commit to an off-season training program and, you know, get stronger, get faster, you know, feel better, kind of accomplish all these goals. And then the second golf season starts coming around, they ditch the training altogether and end up losing all this progress that they've made. And this goes for every level. So professional, collegiate, high school, juniors, even your weekend warrior and amateur golfers, or maybe it's not a true in season, but you're ramping up your time you're spending on the course and on the practice range and maybe don't have as much time to work out. And all those things are understandable. And there's a reason why, you know, as a coach, I program differently as we get into the season, as we get into golf season, whether it's a true in season for, you know, a professional or college golfer, high school golfer, or even a high level amateur, or just, you know, getting into playing more golf and practicing more golf. And, you know, the reality is if we ramp up volume in one area, we're going to have to take away some volume in the other. So in the wintertime, naturally, we tend to play less. Depending on where you live, you may not be playing at all. And so you have a lot more time to commit to fitness in the gym. And as that switches and you're spending more time practicing and playing and even competing, there is going to be less time and there should be less volume of work done in the gym. But stopping altogether, and especially stopping strength training, is a pretty big mistake. You know, you've committed all this time, all this energy into the off season, and, you know, for lack of better words, you essentially wasted all that if you're not going to keep training and not going to keep working on those things to some degree. So generally, you know, when we look at this, when we start to make this transition from an off-season program and as practice and play starts ramping up, there are some changes we want to make. So if you're a competitive golfer, now we start dialing in, okay, tournament weeks versus off weeks. That's going to look a lot different. Generally for tournament weeks, most of the time we're kind of competing and playing at the end of the week. So we're going to load our heavy workout. Generally, we'll do one heavy workout at the beginning of the week. And we may do one or two more workouts that are going to be more moderate or even light in kind of recovery base. But we're still moving. We're still loading our body. We still have goals of maintaining strength, if not continuing to improve strength. We're just doing it with less volume. So maybe less sets, less heavy days or less high intensity days. But generally, we always try to get at least one high intensity day in that where we're going heavy, still loading our body. But we give ourselves time to recover between that workout and your tournament rounds. For those that may have some midweek tournaments, whether that's college or high school, obviously that's going to change how it looks. And so, you know, I still try my best to get some kind of a heavy workout in every week. And we may need to kind of work around those schedules to do that. On off weeks, we're still training somewhere close to normal where we're getting, you know, 2 to 3, you know, fairly heavy, fairly intense workouts. We still may be cutting down the volume. We may do maybe 2 heavy and 1 recovery or kind of flip it around a little bit where we're still not loading the body as much, because even on their off weeks, you know, most of these golfers are going to be practicing more and spending more time on the range. So we don't want to take away from their ability to do that. We want to make sure they can recover from the workouts and still go out and practice and play as much as they need to, even on those off weeks. So a lot of that depends on the volume that the, you know, individual golfer is putting in from a practice and play standpoint will kind of dictate that. Again, for your higher level golfers, your tournament golfers, it's going to be a little more dialed in, a little more specific. You know, for your weekend warriors, even if you are spending more time going out and practicing, going out and playing, you know, it's still going to look like a more of a normal split. You know, we just may dial back, you know, the sets, the number of reps, the total volume of each workout. You know, maybe we go from 4 to 3 or 3 to 2 if that's what they need from a scheduling standpoint. You know, especially my amateur golfers that are also working, also have families, and now they've got to kind of be efficient with their time. So, you know, we may do shorter workouts or we may do less workouts per week to fit that in, to make sure they still get it in, but also have time to get out to the course and practice and play. So, you know, it all depends on, you know, each individual schedule, their needs, their goals, you know, and how we kind of design that. But in general, yes, we are decreasing volume. We are kind of maybe decreasing frequency of workouts, but we're still loading the body heavy at least once a week. You know, that's still the ultimate goal. And if possible, 2 to 3 times a week. You know, when you get into tournament golf, we're also looking at maybe times of the year we want to be peaking. So, you know, you look at the highest level on the PGA Tour, I mean, they're generally definitely trying to peak for the majors and maybe some of the bigger tournaments out there. You know, to each player, those tournaments may be a little different of what's important to them, you know, and then obviously finishing the season with the playoffs and things like that. For some of my maybe lower level professionals, you know, maybe they're prepping for Q school. You know, we didn't have Q school last year, but that may be their ultimate goal of the season. And they're playing in some you know, local events, some mini tour events. Maybe they're Monday qualifying here and there. Obviously, if they can get in on a Monday qualifier, that may change the landscape. If they get in and play well and maybe get a chance to play another tournament, you know, then that changes the landscape. So as a coach, as a player, we have to build, have the ability to change on the fly. You know, for my amateurs that are still competing, whether it's, you know, USGA tournaments or local state tournaments, or, you know, even some in the, you know, any more prestigious amateur tournaments, you know, they know which ones they want to play their best in. You know, they know which ones are maybe more just kind of tune-up tournaments. And so, you know, we plan for that. And so, you know, try to get our dates and our schedules ready to say, okay, these are the times of the year we want to be feeling our best, moving our best from the golf standpoint. You know, they want to be playing their best. And so that will dictate a little bit of how we kind of program things out and plan things out. And again, for your weekend warrior, your club golfers that are just trying to stay healthy, trying to play well, and just trying to be able to get out there, you know, we don't have to get as specific with that. You know, and then we just kind of base it around their schedule. So heavier work weeks, family obligations, you know, practice and play time, travel for work, you know, any of those things that I'm going to deal with even in the off season, you know, we're still having to plan around those things, but it's not as, we don't have to get as specific. We don't have to get as deep into the programming of, you know, planning things out of when, you know, we're not necessarily trying to peak or anything like that. We're just trying to get them to feel better, maintain speed, maintain strength, you know, stay out of pain, be able to stay on the course. So, you know, just keep this in mind for those of you, if you're not training, obviously, you know, my biased opinion is going to be that you need to be, regardless of what level you offer. I think as all human beings, we should be doing something. If we want to stay functional, if we want to stay healthy, again, if you want to be able to play this game for a long time, you know, I think it's a necessity. If you're trying to play higher level golf professionally, high school, college, or even, you know, amateur, and you're competing, and it's definitely a necessity from a performance standpoint, as well as a health and a function standpoint. So, you know, regardless, if you're not training, get a coach and get training. If you are training in this off season, then don't make the mistake of just looking at training as an off season thing. Keep that train rolling, keep those strength gains, keep those speed gains, you know, make necessary changes. Again, if you're not with a coach, get with one. You know, if you just need some advice, you know, there's plenty of good coaches out there. You know, reach out to me, reach out to, you know, all the good coaches out there on social media that are, I know, more than willing to kind of, you know, share some of the secrets and maybe not give it all away for free, but we'll definitely answer some questions. But, you know, keep it simple, keep training, you know, be smart around your schedule. And, you know, if you got a tournament around, maybe not the best day to do, you know, max out on deadlifts and things like that. Keep that, you know, at least, you know, 48 to 72 hours away from, you know, when you need to compete. But doesn't mean you can't work out the day before. Doesn't mean you can't even train relatively heavy. You know, maybe we're working more on bar speed on those workouts, you know. And again, you know, still getting the recovery, the mobility work on a daily basis is important. You know, sleep, nutrition, all these things that go into health are still a priority every day. And then just making sure that we're mitigating our volume of our work to fit the needs of the golfer and to fit our needs. So, you know, that's going to differ between every golfer's needs, every golfer's schedule. And, you know, if you need help, get help. So hopefully this helps some of you out. Hopefully this kind of will motivate you to keep that training going into the golf season, into the spring and the summer, and not kind of let all those gains and all that hard work you've put in over the wintertime fall to the wayside. So thanks everybody for listening. You know, I'm hoping to get some more guests on here coming into the spring. I got a few people lined out, just trying to set up some schedules and, you know, hoping to get back on track and putting out an episode every couple of weeks here. If you have any topics you'd like me to cover, any questions, you can reach out to me at johnpaul@gidreypt.com. If you have any guest suggestions, definitely I'm open to that as well. You know, fortunately, that's one of the benefits of social media is you kind of have easy access to people. So I've been able to contact people and build relationships with people I may not have ever had that ability to with this. But, you know, if you have any suggestions that people you want to hear from, golf, fitness, or anything else, let me know. Again, my email is johnpaul, johnpaul@gidreypt.com.
Thanks for listening to the show. Bye-bye. I'll tell you no matter.